Well, I met a humble carpenter retired from the union. On his 39th year, them good old boys claimed they caught him boozing. No pension and loans on extension, he needed to make some cash. So in his home, he built a gambling room, as woodwork was his craft. I was lucky enough to see the operation down in southern Michigan. Wall to wall were slot machines, $100 for a spin. I tried my luck, but I went busting that room of oak and maple. I asked him why he didn't have no dice or even a poker table.
He said, "Don't you know the house always wins? We'll take it for all you got. That's because it wasn't built off of winners. We built it using tabs and slots. It'll be standing for 1,000 years. This foot will never rot. As long as a man looking for a beer and a chance to win the jackpot, they'll be paying those tabs and debating it."
Well, things were going well for him. He was making lots of money, putting wads of cash in the donation plate at church on every Sunday. But things took a turn for the worst, as they usually do. He took a hit when some cheats got wind and took for all his loot. A few months later, I heard from my buddy that someone hit the jackpot. Sources say he couldn't pay and had to close up shop. The slot machine's the only thing to his name, and now he's sleeping on a cot. The feds are gonna raid him anyway. He's lucky he didn't get shot, but he had to pay them tabs and fade in the slots. Sides with an evil grin and smelled of cheap cologne. He told him, "We'll take those slot machines and give him a good home. Put him right downtown in the Union Hall by the picture of Al Capone. You can stop by any time you feel like taking a lucky spin. Before you go, I'll let you know them slots have all been rigged." He took a moment to polish up his 40-year Union pin. He chuckled and said, "Me and Mao Zedong are kind of like long-lost twins. You'll be paying your dues and fading." Now he's in the Union Hall, pulling for a bonus round. It's the only place that'll buck his action from here to Northville Downs. Gambling with the Union's money, a king who lost his crown. And when he can't pay up, he'll get out the makeup and make him a Shriner clown. So you give him a little and it starts to trickle, but it adds up to a lot. This Union Hall ain't part of the war, it's built using tabs and slots. Everything here is top of the line, this wood ain't got no knots. As long as there's a man for a beer and a chance to win the jackpot, I'll be paying his tab and fading it. I caught up with him not long ago, he was working for himself, building kitchen cabinets and putting up some shelves. I asked him, "Why do you talk like that? Is it starting now? Can't stop." He said they did a scan of my brain and found a couple spots.